You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time for personal finance on a Monday, and this week we're taking a look at the credit card conversation. We often look at that as a means to try and get certain things done, but we're going to take a look and see if we can make credit cards useful in our everyday lives. I'm joined on the line by Dan Sherman, who is the QC and Compliance Manager at National Debt Advisors, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Dion, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. When we think about the world that we live in, and I saw this statistic that suggests that 87% of consumers in South Africa, according to a recent survey, consider themselves financially stretched. That's a shocking and alarming number in itself, but it also speaks to the fact that financial pressures and the cost of living in South Africa are things that consumers have to contend with every single day.
Definitely, definitely. So it's actually a very interesting concept. As we see the cost of living increase, we also see a heavier reliance on credit cards, because credit cards are generally used to service day-to-day expenses. The rise in the cost of living results in that increased usage and reliance. And if one isn't disciplined enough, you can easily overspend on your credit card, which could leave you in quite a bit of trouble.
Dion, I want to look at how these pressures and this reliance on credit cards for kind of everyday expenses, whether we know it or not, kind of builds up somewhat of a dependency that we have. And what are some of the factors that drive that dependency?
So it all depends on the consumer and why they've taken out their credit card. Like I said, credit cards are used for your day-to-day expenses, right? So the minute that your day-to-day expenses increase, the spending increases. The trick here is to create a budget and ensure that your spending remains within your budget. Credit cards are meant to be used in order to build your credit record, to build your credit score, and to create a healthy credit score. However, if you start overspending on your credit card, it can easily lead you to become overburdened and start defaulting on those credit card payments. So that increasing dependency may result in a society that's overburdened with debt, and this often goes hand in hand with increased credit card defaults, as seen in 2023, where we had Woolworths Financial Services, Nedbank, and Standard Bank all reporting increased credit impairment rates.
Dion, when we look at the control aspects of the credit cards, before we look at kind of some of the easy tips and tricks to managing this better, what do we do if we're in that situation? I've taken on too much credit card debt, or I haven't intended to, and it's now gotten out of control. How do we regain that control? What are some of the easy things to start off by saying, let's tackle these problems first? And obviously understanding that I could have more than one credit card.
Definitely, definitely. So you'll have to look at your spending rate, and you'll have to start cutting down on your spending rate on that credit card. So let's say, for example, you spend an average of 5,000 Rand a month on your credit card. That increases to 6,000. Now you're going to have to start spending 4,000 Rand so that you start slowly but surely paying off that excess debt that you've now accumulated. We also have to keep in mind, look, credit cards are designed in such a way that there's usually a period that you have interest-free. Most credit cards in South Africa have a 55-day interest-free credit policy on it. So which means that if you settle your credit card within 55 days, they won't charge you any interest. And the goal here is to settle it before it charges interest. And that way, you're building a good credit score without actually getting into any debt.
That's quite an interesting point that you bring up there, Dion, around just managing the credit profile a little bit better. But I find that it's often a little harder to do when you're already in the situation and you're already kind of into a lot of credit utilization and all of that. How do you navigate those aspects of it, understanding that it might be difficult to cut down on expenses, but there are other things that you could potentially do around just utilizing your credit card better, utilizing your credit limits better, not maxing out the card every time? What are some of those useful tips and tricks that you can put in place?
So my first tip would be to shop smart. look around and look at the different options, the different credit card options that are available before you even decide to take out a credit card. Because different credit cards will have different rewards linked to them. They'll also have different credit policies, like I previously mentioned. So you have to look at all those different factors in order to decide whether or not a credit card is needed and which credit card is best for what you want to use it for. Then once you have that credit card, ensure you make those timely payments to avoid interest being charged. So like I mentioned, 55 days, more or less, most credit cards have that interest-free policy. So make sure that you're making those timely payments. Manage your credit utilization. So aim to use no more than about 30% of your credit limit to maintain that good credit score while not overspending on your credit card. And make sure you use your credit card. Don't keep the balance at zero. You have to manage your spending because the point of the credit card is to build up a credit score and to build up a good credit rating. So you're not going to get that credit rating if you're not actually using credit. And finally, think twice before canceling. Your first credit card, especially if it's the older one, it can impact your credit history and the average account age, and it could even potentially harm your credit score. So think twice about canceling your credit cards unless it's absolutely necessary, and make sure that you have at least the oldest one active so that it can continue building that credit score. And if push comes to shove, if you're really drowning in debt, don't hesitate to seek assistance from experts like National Debt Advisors. We have the knowledge and the tools to help you navigate your financial challenges.
Dion, before I let you go, I want to take a look at some of the positives. I want to look at some of the benefits that having good credit plan and a good credit structure can do for your finances going forward. I mean, obviously understanding that it requires an immense amount of discipline to be able to achieve this. What are some of the upsides? You touched on something about rewards programs earlier, but what are some of the other upsides to having a proper structure in place for your credit card and for your credit management in general?
Well, the positives here is the main goal to build a really good credit score. That really good credit score is going to help you down the line, especially when you need to start taking out a bond or vehicle finance, as we often do. Those are the unavoidable debts that we have to consider because very rarely do people have cash on hand to buy a car or to buy a house cash. So the unavoidable debts require you to have a good credit score. And the better your credit score, the more likely it is for you to be approved for those debts and also to benefit from preferential interest rates. So, depending on the banks that you're banking with, you might even get preferential interest rates because you use credit cards from that same bank and you might even bank with that same bank. So, those are the upsides. And then, of course, if push comes to shove, if you're going through an emergency and you need cash quickly, you don't have to stress about being declined because you have a good credit score. So you'll find, a credit provider that'll be willing to give you that loan, provided that you obviously pay it back. So having a good credit score is a good safety net as well as a good way to build that financial future that you're looking for. Specifically, like I said, those unavoidable debts like your bonds and your cars.
There are some unique advantages to having a credit score that looks attractive towards the banks looking to finance and lend money to you. Be sure to consult your financial advisor on anything that you are unsure of. They are there to help you. If you need to consult the National Debt Advisors, they are there to assist as well. Thanks so much, Dion, for the insights and for the time. Dion Sherman, who is QC and Compliance Manager at National Debt Advisors, on using your credit card to build a positive environment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.